This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. This is a tale of two dying men. Marcus, who is a black man dying of what is probably prostate cancer, and Armand, a white man dying of lung cancer. It is hard to say how long each has to live, but both will probably live less than a month. Neither is getting any active treatment to cure their cancer. After numerous treatments, they have both failed to respond. Both need and deserve to be on hospice care. While cure is not possible, care is still our goal, treating pain and nausea and grief and perhaps loneliness. Hospice care is comprehensive care. It's geared toward those who want to focus on the quality of life and no longer want treatments that won't work or are considered overly aggressive or painful. Marcus will have no part in hospice, nor will his wife. "They are not giving up on my Marcus," explained his wife. "Marcus still hopes for a cure," he told me. "You never know what they may invent tomorrow." Armand was eager to enroll in hospice. He accepted that medicine had nothing left to cure him, but he was scared of being in pain and being a burden to his family. It is probably not a coincidence that Marcus is black and Armand is white. Federal insurance data suggests that blacks near the end of life are 30% less likely to enroll in hospice compared to whites. And compared to whites, blacks are also far less likely to ask the doctor for a DNR, do not resuscitate, order. In other words, requesting that no CPR or intubation be performed if they have a cardiac arrest. In both examples, blacks seem to be opting for more aggressive care. When I asked Marcus about this, he explained that there are several explanations. He told me that blacks don't trust the healthcare system. He told me that he has never forgiven the U.S. government for studies in Tuskegee, where doctors purposely chose not to treat black men with antibiotics. He is always afraid that he won't get the same high-quality care as whites. "I trust you, doctor," he told me, "but I don't trust the system. No hospice for me, promise. I want everything done possible." Another common belief is that we push people into hospice to save the system money. As I told Marcus, I get paid a salary. My goal is to help you make decisions that are best for you. Neither my employer or I get any financial benefit or incentive to push a person toward or away from hospice care. So from my perspective, black people at the end of life are often missing good care out of fear of not getting aggressive care. Culture plays a huge part in how we deal with issues at the end of our life. Perhaps black doctors and other doctors from different cultural groups need to take a lead, making sure that patients and their families understand the concept of a good death, however they define that, so that we can make choices to value and respect those wishes. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.